We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Inspiring viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Arcerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Redito TV. In Colombia, in Guarandá, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. En Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector, Portachuelo, El Vivero, and Pueblo Viejo. Channel 33 on Guatecha TV. And in Ubaté, Channel 38 on Cable Ba TV. In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños. Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal. Channel 31 on Asoparapórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Teleboyaca Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litgamar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal en La Fortuna de la San Carlos. Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, S.A.
In Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcoval. In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh, in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutur, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, India plans to construct 1,000 houses for internally displaced people in Sri Lanka. In health news, a kidney donor chain in the United States leads to many lives being saved. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the National Association for Literacy and Adult Education, a Senegalese non-profit dedicated to enhancing adult non-formal education. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 27th, human rights activist and Pakistan's first female Prime Minister, Her Excellency Benazir Bhutto, is remembered. Born in Karachi, Pakistan in 1953, Her Excellency passed away on this day in 2007. She was twice elected Prime Minister and was an outspoken advocate for democracy and the rights of women, children, and minorities. For her remarkable work, Her Excellency was awarded the prestigious United Nations Prize in the field of human rights. Also honoring Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto's memory, the government of Pakistan renamed the Islamabad International Airport after her. Her Excellency once said, "The message of Islam is about peace, respect for other religions, and human dignity for Muslim people." May the legacy of Her Excellency Benazir Bhutto continue to inspire others to the path of harmony in her beloved nation and around the globe.
Huayin News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Formosa or Taiwan. In late October, Typhoon Maggie inflicted severe damage in Formosa or Taiwan, with 38 people who lost their lives and another 96 injured. Supreme Master Qinghai immediately asked that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if any help was required. Expressing her deep sympathies and prayers, she also requested that they go if possible to bring comfort to the afflicted, saying that funds were available for urgent needs.
Finding that the storm victims were receiving sufficient care, our association members visited Mr. Cho Yu Ching, a firefighter who had been injured during a landslide search and rescue mission. Following days of rain, Mr. Cho, who works with the Haishan Search Branch and Taipei County's Fire Bureau, had selflessly rushed with his brother to an area near the northeastern Suhua Highway as soon as he heard that the landslide had hit.
We also felt very worried. 场合地形也没有掏空掏得很干净，然后外加它又是河谷，它本来就一条河在河是从中间穿过的，那所以说我们那个工作环境是最恶劣的，因为我们在走的时候，其实我们脚下踩的是任何一颗石头都会有滑动的可能。啊，结果我弟叫我一声，我头抬起来才发现到我扶那颗石头已经开始往我身上倒了，因为已经也跑也跑不掉了，只能跳了。啊，可是又 就往后跳的时候，可能也跳得不够远了，然后脚就被压到。那脚其实脚被压到那一瞬间，我就可能有吓到的关系啊，我是硬把它抽出来的，因为不抽出来，它后面它因为它那一整片山壁就一直这样整个崩下来了，然后我就开始就用一直用爬的在逃命。我弟弟看我又要快被压到，他就赶快
Fortunately, they escaped further harm. However, the extent of injury to Mr. Cho's foot required the removal of one of his toes. Visiting him at the hospital, our association members offered some cash assistance and also presented small gifts. Mr. Cho remained humble and gracious as he conveyed his appreciation for Supreme Master Qinghai's support and the visit.
我觉得这个这方面的东西其实是靠可以靠一些复健啊，靠一些锻炼再把它弥补过来啊。我还是希望说，等我脚伤口好的差不多的时候，还是可以再重新回到一些回到以前跟就在那种模式一样就对了。We
send a hero salute to Mr. Cho Yu Ching and his brother for their bravery and self-sacrifice, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her detailed care extended to all those in need, wishing Mr. Cho a smooth recuperation and many cherished moments with loved ones, as we strive for more conscientious stewardship to help minimize such distressing conditions as these.
cyclone pummels Russian Far East. On Saturday, December 25th, the southern districts of Kamchatka Peninsula were struck by a strong cyclone that had begun the previous night, bringing powerful winds of up to 166 kilometers per hour in the hardest-hit Ust-Bolsheretsk district. Flights in regional airports were delayed, with multiple school closures and warnings issued to residents to limit travel for their safety. On the Pacific Northwest coast, waves reached 6 meters high, while further south in the Khabarovsk region, snow descended, disrupting road travel and halting ferry transport to Sakhalin Island. Our thankfulness for the officials' precautions to ensure public safety. May such dangerous conditions soon be eased through our kinder care of one another and the ecosphere.
Indonesian volcanoes awaken. Starting Friday night and continuing into Saturday morning, December 25th, a series of eruptions from Mount Anak Krakatau, located between the islands of Java and Sumatra, frightened nearby residents. The volcanic activity also prompted a danger alert, and people were advised to keep away from the mountain.
A week earlier, Mount Bromo in East Java, which became active last month, erupted again and has been spewing ash 1 kilometer into the sky as well as emitting thick smoke ever since. This has not only posed a health threat and disrupted local residents' daily life, it has also caused many flight cancellations due to safety concerns. We pray for the protection of the gentle-hearted people of Indonesia amidst these concerning events. May our more considerate actions help renew the environment's harmonious and balanced state.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Spiritual leaders commemorate Christ's birth with messages of peace. Around 100,000 people this year visited Bethlehem, Palestine, the town where Jesus was born, twice the number from last year and the highest in a decade. On December 25th, His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI delivered his traditional Christmas Day address in the Vatican City, where he prayed for the promise of peace to become a reality across all regions of the globe. Quoting from the biblical book of Isaiah, he stated, "Fulfill the prophecy that, of peace there will be no end." Joining in the call for harmonious relations among humankind was Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem and the head of the Roman Catholic Church in the Holy Land, His Beatitude Foi d'Etoile, who also spoke of Israeli-Palestinian peace as he said, "The child of Bethlehem reminds us that the first commandment is love. He teaches us forgiveness and reconciliation, even with our enemies."
In addition, His Beatitude said prayers for Chaldean Christians in Iraq who celebrated Christmas as well. "We appreciate these uplifting reminders, Your Holiness and Your Beatitude, and we join in such noble prayers of peace. May we find brotherly love with one another across the globe during the Christmas season and always through the unifying grace of the Divine."
Smoking during pregnancy linked to crime in children. A new study published in the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health has compared the health records of nearly 4,000 expectant mothers in the USA with the later criminal records of their children. The researchers found that children whose mothers smoked 20 or more cigarettes a day during their pregnancy had a 31% higher risk of being involved in criminal offenses than those whose mothers did not smoke. Additionally, according to the collaborative research team from U.S.-based Harvard and Brown Universities, the children of heavy smokers were 47% more likely to be repeat offenders. Many thanks Harvard University and Brown University scientists for your work in revealing yet another adverse effect of this harmful substance. Let us all step together toward a smoke-free future so that we and all cherished loved ones may flourish in clean air and vibrant health.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion US dollars in the United States alone. Depression. Light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Harms lung cell DNA that regulates breathing. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease. Coronary thrombosis. Cerebral thrombosis. Kidney failure. Cancer. mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For help quitting, please visit For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Turkish president mediates diplomatic relations between Pakistan and Afghanistan. Leaders of the three countries convened for a fifth summit on Friday, December 24th, in which Turkish President Abdullah Gül acted as mediator in helping renew cordial relations between Afghanistan and Pakistan. During their meeting, representatives of the three governments also signed memoranda of understanding in their areas of disaster management, halting drug trafficking, and cultural exchange. In addition, they pledged to maintain communication through regular video conferencing. Your Excellencies, we earnestly congratulate your efforts to forge harmonious ties as we thank President Gül and Turkey for the helpful mediation. With Allah's grace, may the day come soon that all Turkish, Afghan, and Pakistani people enjoy neighborly peace, prosperity, and brotherly love.
Save our planet. U.S. among the industrialized nations most vulnerable to climate change. The Climate Vulnerability Monitor, released by Humanitarian Research Organization Development Assistance Research Associates, or DARA, and the Climate Vulnerable Forum, a partnership among leaders of countries most vulnerable to climate change, has concluded that the U.S., followed by Spain, is the most vulnerable of all developed nations to climate change, with the main risks for Spain being habitat loss due to desertification. The report states that the United States is also one of the top 10 hotspots for regions where people and human habitats are at risk due to desertification and extreme weather.
Researchers also estimated that by 2030, the U.S. will be losing $40 billion per year to climate change effects as the worst affected nation in terms of overall economic damage. 44th Costa Rican President José María Figueres, a DARA trustee, stated, "Whilst it is the poorest, most vulnerable nations on Earth that will bear the brunt of the climate crisis, the industrialized world is not immune from its impact either. Countries such as the United States will suffer the greatest economic losses from climate change, so it is clearly in their own interest to act now to address these impacts and to mitigate climate change."
We thank Your Excellency, Development Assistance Research Associate, and Climate Vulnerable Forum for reminding that climate change affects every corner of the Earth. May such awareness motivate leaders and fellow citizens alike toward the global adoption of sustainable planet-sparing lifestyle choices.
During a November 2009 video conference in Washington, D.C., USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai outlined some of the climate impacts in the country and the most direct way to address them.
In the state of Montana, the famous glaciers of Glacier National Park are now expected to disappear within a decade. According to a new study by the Scripps Institution of Oceanography, the Colorado River, which supplies water to 7 western states, is going dry. In fact, researchers say that the U.S. West is facing a devastating drought crisis as snows from mountains are releasing vast reservoirs of water. For the first time on record, in 2008, 6 consecutive tropical cyclones made landfall on the U.S. mainland. The North Atlantic Ocean and the Indian Ocean are the 2 areas with the strongest hurricane trends. You may ask, what is the main cause of this damage and destruction to the environment? Perhaps, surprisingly, it's not the coal industry or cars or planes or trains or boats or ships. It's methane, which is produced primarily by the livestock industry. So to solve this, we do need to move quickly and be vegan. We remove the livestock-generated methane and the planet cools fast.
Save Our Planet. Reports presented at a biodiversity seminar in O Lạc or Vietnam, attended by ministry representatives and experts in the field, state that conservation efforts have been successful in expanding nature reserves and forest coverage in the country over the past several years.
Save Our Planet. A state of emergency is declared in Uruguay due to severe drought in the north of the country, with calls for adaptation measures, as experts forecast the dry conditions could cost the farm sector over $1 billion.
Warning news. Researchers at the Biodesign Institute at Arizona State University in the USA find that toxic chemicals produced in high volumes in primarily industrial settings are not destroyed during the wastewater treatment process and instead enter the environment, posing a danger to humans and animals alike.
Hi, I'm Yu-Yu, here with my Canadian goose friend, Fufu.
We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Teen Times number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
We love our yummy plant-based diet. Today we'd like to share a health tip.
American researchers have found that being more tranquil is better for your immune system.
Psychologists suggest that one way to maintain your emotional equilibrium in challenging times is to silently repeat a calming phrase.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, India plans to construct 1,000 houses for eternally displaced people in Sri Lanka. India's External Affairs Minister, His Excellency Sri Somana Hali Malayakrishna, announced the pilot project as part of a program to build 50,000 homes for the Tamil people. The houses will be made using locally sourced materials. India is also helping to enhance the agricultural sector in the area by donating 500 tractors and other tools, as well as distributing seeds. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellency Sri Somana Hali Malayakrishna, and the Government of India for your care and generosity. May an abundance of new and bright tomorrows be awaiting the beautiful Tamil people with heaven's blessings.
In health news, a kidney donor chain leads to many lives being saved. On the United States television CBS Evening News special program called The American Spirit, hosted by renowned journalist and news anchor Ms. Katie Couric, the process of kidney donation swapping was featured. Mr. Max Zapata from Clovis, California, decided to donate his kidney unconditionally to anyone who was in need. His amazing generosity led to a kidney swap, as it is called, with more donors culminating in a total of 10 people being saved. All patients are doing well 1 year after Mr. Zapata's initial altruistic action. After this show was aired, more than 200 people signed up on the National Kidney Registry in the U.S. to donate a kidney and start a new chain. What a wonderful story. Our thankfulness, Ms. Katie Couric and CBS, raising awareness about the gift of kidney donation. Also, our earnest gratitude, Mr. Max Zapata and all compassionate donors for giving so many individuals a new chance at life. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting a Senegalese nonprofit that provides computer training in the learner's local language. And it looks like the bird feeder needs refilling, so we'll step out for just a moment. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more righteous news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News. Wonderful news for a marvelous world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on the National Association for Literacy and Adult Education, which has helped to construct schoolrooms in Senegal.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
The National Association for Literacy and Adult Education, or ANAFA, is a non-governmental organisation in Senegal dedicated to providing opportunities for adult learning throughout the nation. Since its founding in 1990, the non-profit has been involved in numerous programs. These include an innovative project which brought together the art of batik making and literacy.
Organizing workshops to encourage community participation with the goal of enhancing the educational experience for students is another of the group's endeavors. ANAFA has also co-organized the building of classrooms in schools and helped improve the institution's infrastructure. Central to ANAFA is Project AlphaNet, offering free software which has been translated into local languages.
Through support from the International Organization of Francophonie, ANAFA is making available training so that women in Mali and Senegal can become computer confident using their native languages of Bamana and Wolof, respectively. Kudos, National Association for Literacy and Adult Education, for your devoted efforts. May access to vital knowledge help many gentle-hearted individuals to make wise and earth-saving decisions.
Please join us for a joke told in Slovenian entitled Cash Advantage.
Dva prijatelja sta sedela v restauraciji. Ko sta pojedla, se Janez ponudi, da bo plačal z gotovino. Janez pravi Markotu: "Že več mesecev pogrešam svojo kreditno kartico." Marko vpraša: "Zakaj pa jo nisi prijavil?" Janez odvrne: "Ker kaže, da jo človek, ki jo je ukradel, uporablja manj kot troši moja žena."
And now for our viewers' heartline on Iran's Natural Nutrition Society Raw Vegan Diet on Healthy Living.
Yes, Raw vegan is the way for so many reasons. Thank you. Peace. Amy from Ireland.
Thank you so much for this wonderful and valuable information. Perseo from Argentina.
Hi, Ami and Perseo. Thank you for your enthusiastic comments. It is fantastic to find out about the vibrant people in Iran's Natural Nutrition Society who have achieved flourishing health through following the raw vegan diet. May divine light shine on you and all the welcoming people of Ireland and Argentina.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your days be graced with celestial wisdom and harmony. Wishing you a joyous week.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
During Her Majesty's annual Christmas Day address, Great Britain's Queen Elizabeth II speaks of the important role of sports in helping participants develop both physical and social skills, as it also unifies communities.
President Michel Soliman of Lebanon meets with Bulgarian Prime Minister Boyko Borisov to discuss further cooperation between their countries in a variety of fields.
Moroccan journalist Abu Bakr Jamai, co-founder of the weekly newspaper Le Journal Hebdomadaire, receives the 2010 Gebran Tuni Award from the World Association of Newspapers and News Publishers for his courageous work in defending the freedom of the press.
U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Agency, or NASA, scientists detect amino acids in meteorites that landed in northern Sudan in 2008, a finding that offers further credibility to the theory that life on Earth was born of celestial objects.
A memorandum of understanding is signed between Indian and Malaysian officials to bring Malaysian expertise into road building and infrastructure development in India.
Following Brazil's official recognition of a sovereign and independent Palestinian state earlier in the month, the government allocates land for the establishment of a Palestinian embassy on its soil.
China donates $500,000 to a United Nations fund to support diplomatic efforts toward ending the conflict and bringing peace and stability to the Darfur region of Sudan.
Thanks to the economic policies from Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega and his economic team, the country has seen almost a 5% growth in 2010, along with the addition of 150,000 jobs to end the year.
To assist following severe flooding in Colombia, the European Union allocates 2 million euros in emergency humanitarian aid to provide for the needs of 80,000 of the most affected people.
At a meeting between President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad of Iran and Kyrgyz President Roza Otunbayeva, both leaders pledged to enhance political, social, cultural, and economic cooperation between their nations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.